Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Jose Claudio Ribeiro da Silva and his wife Maria supported their family by tapping rubber trees in Brazil's vast Amazon forest. They were modest peasants, but giants among environmentalists working to preserve the vital ecosystem. The couple knew their forest activism put their lives in danger. 6 months ago, Jose Claudio, or Z. Claudio as he's known, gave this TED Talk in Manaus, in the heart of the Amazon.
Vivo da floresta. Protejo ela de todo jeito. Por isso,
I live from the forest, and I will protect her by any means. For this, I may have a bullet in my head at any time. I stand up, I denounce the loggers, and for this, they think I cannot exist. I can be here today, talking with you, and a month from now, you know what could happen to me. Disappeared.
On May 24th, Z. Claudio and his wife Maria were murdered. Christian Poirier is Brazil Program Coordinator for Amazon Watch.
Zé Claudio was gunned down in the eastern Amazonian state of Pará. He was gunned down because of his work to protect the forest he depends on for his survival.
Do they know who did it?
They believe it was two assassins who came up alongside he and his wife. They found 15 shell casings on the area where he was murdered. They were on their motorcycles at the time. And the assassins actually cut off the ear of both he and his wife to take these items back to the people who hired them.
So it was a contract killing?
Definitely.
And just a few days after they were murdered, another environmental activist was murdered in the western state of Rondônia in Brazil.
There were two murders, actually. There was one high-profile leader of the Corimbada farmers' movement, Rondônia, Adelino Ramos, and another farmer who was allied with Zé Claudio and his wife, Eri Milton Pereira, who was murdered in Pará, all in the space of 4 days. They were all environmental activists.
The government, the federal government, has announced a special investigation, but it has an awful track record in terms of both preventing assassinations in this part of the Amazon and finding out who did it.
Indeed. Of the 1,150 activists like Zé Claudio and Chico Mendes before him who have been killed in the Amazon since 1988, fewer than 100 of these cases have gone to court. Of these 100 cases, only about 80 of the hired gunmen have been convicted, and 15 of the men who hired them have been found guilty. But of those 15, only one is serving a sentence today, and this is the man who was responsible for ordering the slaying of Dorothy Stang, the American nun who fought to protect the forests in the state of Pará.
I've been to this area. It's a vast frontier, and it's kind of like the Wild West.
In fact, yes, there's even a word in Portuguese, faroeste. You know, they use that same sort of terminology to talk about this lawless region. I would say that we could consider this a full-fledged assault on the Amazon and its protectors.
I understand that the murder of Zé Claudio and his wife Maria took place just a few hours before the lower house of Brazil's Congress passed a very controversial change to Brazil's forest code.
I would definitely say that this was not a coincidence, that the murder of these activists, these forest guardians, coming on the same day as a massive weakening to Brazil's forestry code, sends a signal to all those who are trying to protect the forest that they will be met with the same level of violence and impunity. The change to the forestry code is quite significant. What was once a protection of Amazonian agricultural parcels that mandated 80% of the forest remain standing brings that particular protection down to 20%. And not only that, it also opens up very sensitive environments like hillsides and riverbeds. It allows the planting of exotic plant species, often GMO crops like eucalyptus on what was once native forest land. And it also potentially opens up an amnesty for those who illegally deforested land previously. When this change was introduced in the Congress, we have witnessed a spike of over 400% in deforestation in the Amazon.
But, you know, deforestation was way down last year.
Brazilian government has done a very effective job of implemented fairly good reforms in terms of their monitoring of deforestation. But I would also say that the lessening of deforestation, in large part because of the world economic crisis, where you saw the reduction in the costs of commodities that are have driven deforestation all along. As you see the rise in commodity prices, you're going to see the rise in deforestation. Beef and soy and timber are probably the three top commodities that are coming out of the Amazon and driving the process for deforestation.
Before you go, I want to play a piece of tape from Z. Claudio's appearance at the TED conference in Manaus, Brazil. And it's quite inspirational.
Mas o meu medo não empata de eu ficar calado. Enquanto eu tiver força para andar,
I'm afraid, but my fear won't make me quit. As long as I have the power to walk, I will denounce all those who are harming the forest. These trees that we have in the Amazon are my sisters. When I see one of these trees on a truck going to a sawmill, it gives me pain. It is as if you were watching the funeral procession, carrying the most cherished friend you have, because it is life.
Well, we can see that Zé Cláudio and his allies and people who came before him, like Chico Mendes and Dorothy Stang, are all we have left between the forest and those who wish to destroy it. We've seen that they can be cut down like the very trees that they stand to protect, and they can be cut down in a land of lawlessness and impunity without any government protection. The government turns a blind eye on these crimes again and again.
Well, Christian Poirier, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Christian Poirier is the Brazil campaigner at Amazon Watch.